Blog Talk Radio.
Hold not thy peace, O Elohim of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with Yahweh, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before Yahweh continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from Yahweh, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O Yahweh, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth, and am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto him. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Oh, help me, O Yahweh, my Elohim. Oh, save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Yahweh, hast done this. Let them curse, but bless thou when they arise. Let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion. As with a mantle, I will greatly praise Yahweh with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever. That was Psalm 109 in the prayer of Dawid against the enemies of Israel, even his personal enemies. Hallelujah. Amongst his own people. But mainly for the prayer of the wicked man who devises wicked things in the earth. So how in the hell can this so-called senator pray this prayer against Obama when it is a prayer that is what? That Obama should be praying against him if Obama has any type of righteousness in him whatsoever. Hallelujah. I said if. Praise the Most High. This is not a prayer for the wicked to be trying to pray for somebody to bless, to be put down, because the prayer is for you, wicked. We welcome you into this episode in the Knowledge Suite, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Yes, I know a lot of you all are full from, you know, from your barbecue and from all the festivities that you participated in and being a part of one of the multiple pagan holidays that's been imposed upon us by the wicked. Yes, they call it the 4th of July. But Dr. Ishaka Musa Barashango years ago coined the phrase 4th of July. This was a very prolific brother who dealt very deeply into some things. His books are still available. European Holiday, Africans and European Holidays of Mental Genocide. And those two books, it's volume 1 and volume 2, are still available at the Madhu Bookstore. For those of you all in the local Atlanta, Georgia area, and this book is, you know, it's available throughout the entire country in cultural book centers and knowledge and information centers all over the place. You get a chance, get a copy of it, because there are a lot of brothers who try to plagiarize other brothers, try to take credit for work that the brothers have already done, and that's not so. See, a lot of us have been around for a minute. We know when you're faking it, brother. We know when you try to take the credit for something someone has done. For example, Brother Moses Israel, who's deceased now, who mistakenly and wrongfully and wickedly called himself Yahweh Ben Yahweh. There's no such person as that. No one never existed, because Yahweh is the highest name, and no one else can have that name but the Creator himself, because he named himself. He was the first one that wrote the book, You Are Not a Nigger. Now, several brothers have come behind him and wrote their own publications of it, and that's plagiarizing. No, you were not the original author of that. At least I will give the brother that credit. He was the first one that wrote that book. See, a lot of us know, when y'all try to fake it to make it and try to pretend you all that and you know all that, some of us know what's going on. We've been there, done that. Some of us been around here a long time. We don't look it, because the Most High Yah is preserving our youth. Some of us are well into our 60s and 70s and don't even look like we're out of our 40s. That's just a blessing to the Most High Yah. Praise the Most High Yah. But we're going to focus tonight on this 4th of July. America never gained her independence from Europa, okay, from England. No, she didn't. America still operates as a British colony unto this very day. That was the lie they told of being free, hallelujah, back in 1776. Oh, no. You were not free. You were not free, hallelujah. You were not free, America. You're still not free. Great Britain and England still call the shots. You don't believe me? Who do you think your IRS taxes go to? Who do you think the taxes that they take out of your paycheck after you work hard for everything that you, what, that you think you're earning, but you notice a great portion of your pay goes in the taxes? Do you not know that your hard-earned labor and your tax money that they're taxing you upon, which is still what? The taxation without representation is still in operation and in order. This is the way the wicked do things. That money goes directly to the Queen of England. That's why she is so rich and so wealthy. You see what I'm saying? The so-called royal family is not, nothing but a family of leeches. They are leeches. They leech off people. This is how they maintain their posterity, in which Psalm 109, the psalmist prays that let the wicked lose their posterity, their position, see, their position of wealth, and their position of power, their position of being able to do what they want to do, say what they want to say without anyone, without having fear of anyone persecuting them or bringing them down for their wickedness. Hallelujah. We'll listen to a couple of people, and one of them being the late Ishaka Musa Barashango, who was the first to coin the phrase, that is the one that I'm aware of course, the 4th of July. And he tells about the lie that they tell every year. Look at this. in reference to the 4th of July, because that's what you do. You lie. You lie, America. Every year you lie. You've been lying ever since you said that this is this and that is that. Hallelujah. That this is the day of your independence. And then my people, what in the hell does that have to do with us? None of these pagan holidays, none of them. Because, see, you don't know this part of it now. They shoot the fireworks in reference to them worshiping Sirius, a star. A star that they named Sirius. Notice the us on the end of it. You can tell when something is messed up. They love to use that suffix us. You commute back and forth on a bus. Look at that. Look at the USA, us of America. Look at this. Look at Australia. You got what? A-U-S. See, that U-S is dominant. That's to keep reminding themselves that they are the ones that are in power, the us of this, the us. Look at Russia's abbreviation, U-S-S-R. Now, the us is there. I taught this to people years ago, and this is a fact. It's all about them. They don't care anything about anybody else but themselves on this planet to go so far as to lie about everything. Why? Because they lie, 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 lie. And tried to stop me from getting on this platform all night, but praise the Most High, y'all still found a way to get it, get the episode programmed and to get it established in at the set time. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. You cannot stop a servant of Yah. You cannot stop those of us that Yah have chosen. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to listen to a small portion of a presentation that was given by Shaka Musa Barashango years ago. When he went through all of these holidays, broke them down, gave you the origins of them, and then inexplicitly elaborated on the fact that we, as so-called African-Americans, which those of us who know we are, know that we are no such thing, us children of Israel and Africans and other nations of people should not be part of this wicked celebration in the first place, because it has nothing to do with us at all. It's all about them. Notice us, 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 us. Them, 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 them. Other folks. The wicked. Yes, I'm calling it like it is. The sons and daughters of Satan. The seed of the wicked. Not no invisible devil. Not no invisible Satan that floats around and possesses people. Yes, Satan is a spirit, but it's a spirit that's created by Yah. And he puts this wicked spirit into certain individuals. And they are the ones who have it. In this dispensation of time, yes, it is the white skin. I'm just going to tell you like it is. And those who want to be like them. That's how you become possessed. Possessed at doing what they do, saying what they say, eating what they eat. And you know y'all filled up with that pork. Some of you right now here is probably busting open. Not bursting, busting. Busting open. And all other health problems. Because we have to realize that we are different people. We can't eat what they eat. We can't wear what they wear. We can't walk like they walk, talk like they talk, and indulge in the wickedness that they indulge in on this planet, because they are wicked. We were made to be righteous. And they are a test before us. You go in trying to follow behind them, you're going to fall right into the pit with them. These are the days to be departing from all forms of wickedness. Yes. The fireworks of the commemorate the star Sirius, as they call it, and the stars, see? Notice how the sparkles come from the fireworks, see? That's star worship. Not condoned in any way, fashion, shape, or form by the Most High Yah. My beloved brother, sister, it's time to wake up now. You all been fooling around much too long. Wait, listen, I just heard some fireworks go off just now. They've been shooting them off like fools around here in my area. Oh, yeah. But that's all right. The ultimate Big Bang is coming. where it's going to bang all the wicked off of the planet. Okay, my blood brothers, let's listen to how Dr. Boris Shango puts this thing together. I don't know if anybody who can put this thing and tear this thing apart and just break it down into pieces better than this brother. I'm Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. If you celebrated the 4th of July, let this be your last year, because it just might, very well might be anyway. You never know. But get out of all the pagan holidays. Now, let's listen to the late, great Ishaka Musa Barashango as he expounds upon the 4th of July. It's very short, but he has some very powerful things to say, including reading a letter that Frederick Douglass wrote to address an assembly years ago. And they thought the brother was going to sell out. But yeah, you just wait a second. We got a treat for you. I'm Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
Martha, you lied. I'm finished. Yeah, take me a minute on this one. I don't want to take advantage because I know you got other things to do, but 4th of July. Why do I refer to it as the 4th of July? White folks came to me and said, black man, if you help me win my freedom from the tyranny of King George, I will give you your freedom. Because every one of those dogs that wrote, we hold these 12, these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, were either slaveholders or had made their fortune off of the slave trade. All 54 of those dirt farmers that met at the first and second Continental College and Jews among them, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, I don't know where the city of Washington is. I know where Banneker City is. I live near Banneker City. I don't know where no Sam Washington is. I wouldn't name anything after him. I don't even like mentioning his name. He died as a result of catching pneumonia in a slave quarter after raping a black woman. And that's recorded by white historian Arnold Toynbee. He had over 350-some slaves. Sold one slave, traded him for a whole head of a rum. Father of whose country? Certainly not mine. And to make my children look up to this dog is mental genocide. Thomas Jefferson, the great architect of freedom, who wasn't misguided entertainer, saying the one who wrote the document and signed the document that freed all men. It did not free all men. It only freed the rich landed gentry in the 13 colonies. It didn't even free the common man in the 13 colonies. And it damn sure didn't free us. He had slaves, and he had this penchant for messing with adolescent girls, impregnating them, and when he had the black babies from those girls, from those slave girls, he would take them at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and work them in his nail factory. I'm supposed to honor that. The shot that was heard around the world, I'll be finished in a minute. The shot that was heard around the world was not fired at Lexington. And it wasn't even heard around the world. That's the world didn't give a damn about it. Excuse me for cutting so much. That bullet landed in the chest of Christopher Adams, which I am not proud of, because he was a chump. A misguided chump. Why do you say that, brother? Shadow, why you be so cold? He just come off the plantation himself. And now he's gonna stand there and fight for the slave owner. If you got to get the bullet for something, check it for them brothers and sisters back there wanting their freedom. Yeah. And they repaid him by celebrating his birthday until they came up with the July 4th thing. On March the 5th, they called it Christmas Attic Day, and they made a statue to him with a white woman standing over top of an eagle, spread its wings, just had his name. He put his picture on it. That's how much they thought about him. But one of the British generals came here because see what had happened is the British started recruiting the black slaves. They said, we're going to put a gun in your hand. Okay. We're going to put a gun in your hand. And we're going to let you shoot at white folks. Blood started joining the British army by the hundreds and thousands. And so George Washington, who didn't want black folks in the army at first, but said, we're going to arm the blacks. We're not going to win this war. And one of the generals that came over here said, we're not at war with the 13 colonies. We're at war with Ethiopia. There were so many black folks there in that war. Now, after we won the war for them, they plunged us deeper in slavery than ever we had been. I'm going to read this closing statement. I'm ready to finish now. On the 4th of July. I'm going to call on Brother Frederick Douglass now, who said it so well. And them white folks can really be arrogant. They call this man an ex-slave fighting for the abolition of other slaves to come in the year 1852 and give a speech on his love for America on their 76th anniversary of America's independence. And old Fred came. Yes, he did. And this is what Fred said. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? Our answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days of the year the gross injustice and cruelties to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty an unholy license, your national greatness swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgiving, with all your religious parades and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, deceptions, and pious hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. Go where you may, search where you will, roam through all the monarchies and despotisms of the old world, travel through South America, search out every abuse, and when you have found the last, lay your facts side by side of the everyday practices of this nation, and you will say with me that for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival. Brothers and sisters, that is what the 4th of July and any other European holiday means to me. So when you are celebrating, make sure you are celebrating that which has brought light to you, which has enhanced your life, which has advanced your life, which is a part of your great and glorious history. So if you celebrate the defeat of your enemy over you, you will be a fool. And we are being called back to be the wise kings and queens of the earth once again. Don't blow this opportunity.
So you see what the lie was now. The lie was that they lied about giving our brothers their freedom if they fought in the war against England now to help them gain their freedom, which they never gained their freedom. But after the brothers fought the war and won the war for them, the brothers were plunged. We were plunged deeper into slavery than we already were. This is a deceptive, wicked, evil being that cannot be trusted, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. And just like Psalm 109 says, he's going to be brought down to nothing. He's going to be brought down to nothing. His children are going to suffer. His whole generations are going to suffer because they will never rise again. The wicked goeth down into the pit, never to what? Never to rise again. They will never trouble us ever again. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, it is time now to get up out of this wickedness, out of the pit of deception, Hallelujah. And did you hear him talk about George Washington, the father of our country? He sure damn tried to father it too, didn't he? By raping all our sisters. I'd often heard that, and it is true. It's been researched, and it's confirmed that this is exactly what happened. George Washington resided in the slave house in the cold of winter, where it wasn't even warm out there, trying to get him some from a sister. He raped her, caught pneumonia, and his white ass died as a result of it. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah don't play. He will bring the sin back upon you. The sin that you commit, he will bring it back upon you. The wickedness that you commit, he will bring it to you and will put it in your face and then will destroy you. Yah does not play. I want to play just a small excerpt from another Hebrew brother who is going to, who has just a few things to say. Of course, he is one of those. We have to be patient with some of these brothers who are still trying to mix the Christianity with it. But he makes some good points about the 4th of July. See, we don't call it July, July. Brother Barashango was correct in rendering it the 4th of July because they lied. They lie about everything. So now, get out of these European holidays, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. It is a mental genocide.
All praise, all glory, all honors, most certainly due to the Most High, the God of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and peace to you, Russia, Israel, coming to you on the 4th of July. And it just behooves me to come forth with a message of sanity, because for us as a people, the so-called African Americans, to celebrate the 4th of July is indeed insanity. Before I get into these scriptures, I want to read something to you that Frederick Douglass, one of the greatest orators this country has ever produced, said about the 4th of July. He said, "What to the American slave is the 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty and unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence, your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy, a thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages." Now, he said that he gave this in a speech, these words in a speech to a white audience in the 1800s, during a time in which slavery was law in this country. And for the descendants of those slaves, those same people who were in the hulls of ships, who were jettisoned overboard, who picked billions of tons of cotton, who laid the economic foundation of this country down for free, who had their backs lashed with the whip, who had their daughters and sons even, and wives and mothers raped by slave masters, it is an utter outrage for us to celebrate such a day. And the irony is that, you know, that's a day of celebration for independence, which we didn't have and we still do not have. I heard on the local radio where I'm at near Chicago, the host of one show say, you know, some people say African Americans shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July, but because we weren't free, but I'm free now, so I'm going to celebrate. I ask you the question, how are you free? Freedom is contingent on two things, land and sovereignty, broken what you do not have. We're not free. We're not free in this country, nor have we ever been free. It has been one program after another of decimation and destruction for our people.
Oh, so very true, my brother. Now, we may just go ahead and finish this up with this coming W day, yes, because I want you all to hear what this brother has to say. He does say some very deep things, and he does really break, you know, he breaks some things down. We'll do like we normally do. We'll let him talk. We'll dialogue back and forth, or I may just play the whole entire audio bite. I don't know yet, but I do know this. Hallelujah. Our people are waking up. And we praise Yah for this because we know he's true to his word. And we'd like to encourage you to join us again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite this coming W Day. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.